On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team wrapped up a long homestand this past weekend. Lone senior on the team, Bethany Thompson, with us. What was it like being at home for that long?
It was really nice. I do enjoy road trips, but I like playing in front of the home crowd a little bit better.
As many road trips as you've been on, you still like them?
I do still like them, and now that it's my senior year, I should probably appreciate them a little more.
Obviously, the results aren't what you want. Not what anybody on the team wants, but you've been around this league long enough. You know how competitive this league is. League's just getting better. Are you guys still making progress?
We are. Every game we do make some sort of progress. You know, it's disappointing with the losing record. I was a little disappointed that we didn't take a game, at least one, from Sioux Falls. We could have done that on Saturday. But every game there is progress with such a young team, and they're learning every day, every practice.
No, I heard Coach say after the Sioux Falls match that he liked the intensity, that it was a lot higher than it had been in the previous couple of matches. Is that a case where the season's just getting long and a lot of the newcomers you have aren't used to the grind yet? Is it because of the results? Why in your mind was the intensity not where it needed to be?
It could be the losing, but as long as we come out with a positive attitude day in and day out, there usually is some sort of energy, especially in practice. There's always really good energy. And if we could just incorporate that a little bit more into games, I think we would have a little bit more success. Like on Saturday, I could feel the energy. The crowd could feel the energy. Just need to push it a little bit harder.
I personally think that green is a great color for a jersey. You guys were wearing pink this weekend. Do you like it?
We do like the pink jerseys. That was a nice addition last year. They look sharp. We got a lot of compliments on them, and it's just nice to support the cause.
Do you know anybody in your family that's been hit by that or not?
I personally do not, but I hear success stories and I hear sad stories all the time, so it's nice to do something like this in the community.
Minnesota Crookston midweek. You guys haven't played a midweek game in quite a while. How different is it?
Midweek games are a lot different. It breaks up the week. You have to miss a few classes, which is never really a bad thing. but I'm glad we can go to Crookston, and we always play them pretty well at their place, and we play them pretty tough at the beginning of the season, so we're excited for that game.
Minnesota State and then the multi-defending champion Concordia Golden Bears then on Saturday. Coach was talking to Beaver Pride that, they might not be as good as they've been, but until somebody knocks them off, he goes, they're still the national champs in his mind. Do you have the same thought process there?
I do know that they're going to at least make it to probably the finals. Southwest Minnesota State, they're a great team this year. They're going to be number one this week, I'm assuming. And I think they also have a really good chance of taking the national championship this year.
You've been around this league for so many years that you know, I'm sure, a lot of the players that are being recruited at a lot of the different schools that you play. Do you have any friends on that team? Anybody that you've played with in the past at all?
From Concordia? No, I actually don't have any friends or past opponents or teammates, but I do have a lot of teammates in this league, and it's really nice to see them. I have some in Augustana, Mankato. There's a lot of really good volleyball players from Minnesota, and the NSIC is a great place for them to go.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.